Artists are gearing up to paint new murals on the Arkansas River levee in Pueblo, and their efforts may help the city regain the world record for largest outdoor mural. 91.5 KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Huge paintings once lined most of the 2.8-mile-long levee that helps protect downtown Pueblo from flooding.
Right next to that is a giant Thunderbird. See the Native American looking up at the Thunderbird, and then the Hispanic man to the side. You can see like a lady with black hair and glasses. I actually painted a Chevy on the levee.
Cynthia Ramu is a Pueblo artist and teacher who served as the longtime levee mural coordinator before the paintings were destroyed during repair work that started on the levee 5 years ago. Artists began painting on the levee in the 1970s, but back then it was considered vandalism. The first mural went up in the dark.
On that night, I saw something silver shining in the moonlight. I knew at a glance that it was either wet paint or paint cans.
That's an unidentified police officer in a clip from River Rap, a short film from 1995 about the early levee murals. Eventually, the Pueblo Conservancy District, which oversees the levee, decided not to fight the muralists and asked Ramu to help coordinate the artwork. Now, she's part of an advisory committee that helped create guidelines for new murals. Guidelines that cover quality, maintenance, and safety, as well as suggesting broad Pueblo-related themes.
It's different now. It's more formal. It's kind of more sterile.
There's also a partially refundable application fee. More than a dozen artists have already submitted proposals to paint on the levee, and the district has approved 8, ranging from nature scenes to geometric designs. Others will ask to paint during the warmer weather next spring, like Pueblo artist Joan Smadley.
Well, I'm going to be 70 next year, and I'm going to do it. If I have to super glue myself to the side of that levee.
Puebloan Lorenzo Estrada was among the last people who painted on the old mural in 2014.
Considering that I knew while I was doing my mural over there that it was going to be destroyed was really kind of, I don't know how much heart I want to put into it at this point, but I know now that this new part's here, it's just going to be 100% heart.
Estrada may do the first paintings on the new concrete. Along with planning his own design, he's been contracted to paint local school logos on the levee near the community's Dutch Clark Stadium. Yet while work is ramping up for some artists, the district turned down a few applications because they said they were incomplete or didn't fit the guidelines. At least one local artist says that's censorship. Ramu says there are people who are unhappy about the district's oversight.
A lot of people don't want to conform.
She says she hopes those who were turned down will revisit the proposal with the advisory committee and the district. She understands the frustration that artists have with the district's control of the artwork, but also sees why management is necessary.
They are the gatekeepers of making sure that's a safe place and that it's not defaced. I'm not saying right or wrong, but at the same time, it can't be a free-for-all.
Ramu believes that the first new murals will set the tone for future paintings.
Yeah, I can feel this aura out there. There's all these like lightning bugs, you know, around Pueblo of people that are thinking about these ideas or the possibility. This whole town is watching that wall over the next couple months to see what's going to happen.
She also thinks that Pueblo can win back the Guinness record. It'll be a while, though, because it'll take hundreds of individual murals joined together to form one long artwork along the banks of the Arkansas River. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.